Welcome back to another episode of Alcatraz, COVID-19 2021, a dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. Is that? Well, my new fave is a frozen yogurt mint chocolate bar by a company called Yoso, I think. 100 calories, tastes like ice cream, fucking amazing, but I digress. Let's meet Arakami, shall we? In no particular order, say hey to Craig Kakowski. Cacao, have you discovered a new treat of any kind?
A new treat.
It could be heroin, whatever.
Heroin's not new to me, man. I've been dabbling for years.
Right.
And I don't understand this whole chasing the dragon thing because it's all dragons all the time.
There you go. Thank you for that.
How dare you?
And now...
In all seriousness, don't do heroin.
Yes, okay, thank you.
I was literally about to grab a hunk of heroin.
Have a piece of black tar in my hand.
Is that how you buy it? By the hunk?
By the hunk. By the hunk of burning heroin.
I grab a hunk and I keep it tucked right there. Mm-hmm. Right between my cheek and my gum.
I'm soaking in it. And now Gary Anthony Williams with the weather. Gary?
Yeah. Well, we're looking at a balmy 75 degrees today, and it's about 11:03. That's 57 minutes before the hour, 3 minutes after the hour. That's also 12 minutes before the quarter hour right here, Gary Weather. Keep it locked in. You know what? Time equals weather over here.
Right here at Gary Weather.
And now Gary with the timetable. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Sits tall in any saddle. If taught all the skills, would you be willing to work on a super yacht?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I mean, not for too long, but...
Although, I don't drink. Right. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm not single.
Yeah.
So it would just be, maybe I'm not so enthusiastic. I am a good worker. I am a good worker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. There would be no distractions. Also, I want to take a quick moment to shout out one of our fans and our friends, Kevin Prado. He messaged me the other day. I just want to shout out some love to him. Just all the love going right to Kevin Prado.
All of our love and strength is now yours, KP.
All of it.
Yes, please. And thank you for writing and sharing your voyage and our part in it. We love you much. What the hell? It's James Heaney, Jimmy Langford, Catherine Heeneman. Name any person living or dead that you'd like to play a video game against.
Against? Well, I kind of want to do some co-ops. Dark Souls 3 with Snoop Dogg. I just saw him playing it recently and it blew my fucking mind. He didn't share very much footage, but I think together we could beat that game together.
Okay. I knew you were the one to ask. And last, but clean his toilet once a week if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Potty pooper, please tell us what happened that time you pooped your pants.
I just want to say something also. Oh, Christ, if you're cleaning my toilet once a week, man, I mean, get ready.
That was the last time we saw him, Your Honor. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gather from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of Joey's face. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
Alchemythis.com.
Scene one is from our newest patron, VIP.
Oh!
Ashley, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. My husband Danny and I discovered your podcast a while back and can't get enough. Your podcasts have been the soundtrack to many road trips, morning commutes, and puzzle nights. Next month is our second wedding anniversary, and I got him a patron membership as one of his gifts. It would be next level awesome if you all would also use this scene suggestion and give him a shout out. Danny is an OBGYN resident physician and often has to work long shifts on labor and delivery. He's also a Star Wars fan. And we joke that he is Obi-Gyn Kenobi. My scene suggestion is It's a busy night on the labor and delivery unit in a hospital where all the staff and patients are Star Wars characters. Thanks again for what you do. Keep up the great work, Ashley!
Breathe. Just breathe. You have nothing to fear. Breathe. Nurse.
I am droid nurse.
Droid nurse. Are you the droid nurse I'm looking for?
I don't know. Are you looking for C22496 AAB2246996?
Yes.
How can I be of assistance?
Nurse, I'm going to go take what I call a power nap. If you could deliver this lady's baby for me, but not vaginally, through the mouth, I would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay, hi. I am droid nurse. Now just relax. Please, tell me your name.
I
did not catch that.
I don't want a droid!
What is your name?
It's fine, honey, it's fine!
Doctor in my office, I must see. Yes. A break you did take during your birthing.
I took a break. I took what I call a power nap. Hold on just 1 second. I'm listening to something in my ear. This is CNN. Yes, go ahead, please.
Would you mind saying coconut?
The coconut. And listen, hear me out here. Never had it, never will. But you called me into your office.
Yes. Break you did take.
Yes, I did take a break. Is that not a wise thing to do?
Smoke cigarettes, did you?
Yes, I did. Cigarettes I smoked. Why this line of questioning?
Unhealthy for customers to see, yes.
Oh, hold on. Let me take this other call. Yes. Hello, Luther. Yes. Yes, 23andMe, I did sign up for it, yes. Oh, yes, Luther, yes, I am your father. Goodbye. Yes, where were we?
Busy you are.
Yes, I have multiple side gigs.
Your training you must finish,
My training?
Yes.
My
great, great one you must be,
My training, I forgot all about the training. I was so busy mouthfully delivering babies, I forgot all about my...
Jump out of airplane, you must.
Yes, I must jump out of an airplane.
I'm here to see my wife. She's in labor now.
Well, you're going to have to check in. Did you sign your name on the papers?
Of course I signed it. My name's on my shirt.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Yeah.
He is clearly at the wrong hospital.
What do you mean?
You know that?
Look at him. Look at his attire. Exactly. Sir, you looking for the hospital's 5 quadraces away from him.
5 quadraces away? That's how many parsecs? Too far away. My wife is here. I need to see my child birthed here.
Well, if you sign in, I'll check the computer.
How clear can I be? I've already signed in.
Okay,
signed in.
All right. I'm looking through it. I don't see your wife is being delivered babies here.
What? No delivery from my wife.
I think that he's right. It's a different hospital.
I told you, but you had to go through it all. You don't have to listen to every patient. Every patient is not worth listening to.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not an OBGYN, which I realize is a form of doctor, but damn it, Jim.
What are you, a dentist?
You know me. I've worked beside you for years, God damn it.
But a doctor
He's
could
an old
be
country doctor, Keaton.
I'm a general practitioner.
Well, generally practice getting this baby out of my wife.
Where is she, Jim?
Hi. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Council of the Star Hospital Unit. Hospital Community. Now, we are all under the same umbrella company. But as you know, we serve individual and specific groupings of people, droids, aliens, and such. It's been brought to my attention that there's been some cross-contaminating, if you will. Now, I brought you all here today to discuss how we can keep ourselves.
There's a virus? Is that what you just said?
It's a trap.
Did you say there's a virus? Hold on.
No,
there's a cross-contamination. There's a virus. Oh, God.
No, I just...
Sounds like there's a virus and you're trapped.
Hold on.
That's what I'm hearing.
No, don't sound the alarm.
Lock it down.
Would you like me to start the countdown, Hal?
Hospital Commander Yoda. Yes. I've come back from my training. I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Jumps you have made, yes.
Yes, jumps I have made. I'm sorry, probably no one's ever told you this before, but you speak what I call ass backwards, and you probably have never heard this before.
Back ass words, I have.
Yeah. And to me, from my way of thinking as a doctor, a dark doctor, albeit, you could easily fix what you're doing right now and not confuse people. If you can take that much time to flip those words around in the first place, you could unflip those words around, Dr.
Most intelligent life force in the universe is Jaya.
See that? See what you just did there. Hold on, let me call Nurse Gander in. Nurse Gander.
Boom.
Nurse Gander, did you? Yes. Could you check Chief Hospital Counselor Yoda's vocal cords? I think he may have what we call a dipsy doodle in there.
Yeah, I'll check it. Yeah, I'll do the best I can. Let's see what's going on in there. Well, all right.
Could you do me a favor, Nurse Gander? Instead of checking it orally, could you go through his... I don't know if he has one. I've never looked at anyone below the waist. Check either his vagina or his penis. Could you check it through that way instead of going down?
Let me just stop you right there. It's something completely different. You're not even going to believe what it is. Let's just say the robe covers most of it. All right. Let's just see it here.
Cloaca, it's called. Mm.
Okay, now we're in. Oh, there's some teeth. Okay. All right. Let's see.
River moon.
Oh, it's cold. I should have warned it.
Darth. What do you mean you've never looked at anybody below the waist?
Are you speaking to me? Did you call me a nurse?
No, I said Darth?
Yes, thank you.
Ooh, I got very scared. Your eyes turned red when you asked
that
question.
Worry about it. Don't worry about the force or the power. When I was in doctor training, I found that if I looked at people below the waist, it took my attention away. I usually turned my head slightly to the left, squint and think of happy memories. I let my hands do the work on the patients, not my eyes.
And your hands are magical.
Yes.
But I want...
I know.
I want you to look. I want you to look down there.
I don't know if I can. I'll try, but I don't know if I can.
Your eyes are turning red again.
Misa help a lot of couples.
And that's scene one.
The immediate Jar Jar yank.
That's how quickly you get canceled these days. Scene two comes from Curran, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin and crew. My last scene suggestion was one word, and you clearly can't handle that. So here's something with a little bit more direction. I'm up early right now working at a gas station, and you would not believe the types of people who go to gas stations. Huh. Kind of almost everyone. Something that happens often is people walk up, toss me money, and stare at me like I can read minds. Scene suggestion, gas station clerk or whatever, who can read minds. Be well, Curran." Hey, can I get $40 on pump three?
Hey, buddy, hey, I was here before you. I'm sorry to do this, but I was standing right in front of you when you just walked in.
Right.
Yeah, and but he's a regular. He's a regular here, so I figured I could just let him sneak to the front.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sammy,
ahead.
It's cool. I got this. Sir, if I may, you were standing there. Yes, you weren't doing or saying anything, so I could only assume you were contemplative, I think it's called.
Okay, everybody, fine, that's fine. What I thought. Do whatever. If that's the attitude you got, do whatever you do.
What here. Were you, in fact, doing, if you don't mind me querying?
Me? I was contemplating.
Son of a bitch.
See, now I'm glad you came in, because for a moment I thought he was trying to hypnotize me because he was looking into my eyes. And right? The longer that he looked in my eyes and I looked in his, the more my jaw seemed to just drop. And then you snapped me out of it.
I have this thing about looking people in the eyes because I just watched this movie and there's this doctor and he doesn't look anybody below the waist. And I figured I'm not going to look at anybody above the bridge of the nose and below the eyebrows. So that's where I am now.
Meanwhile, 40 on three, Sammy?
40 on three.
Thank you. Good luck with your stigmatization or whatever that is, sir.
Honey, is the guest sitting on the left or right side of the car?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is your car. Which is it, on the left or right? There's no little indicator on the dash.
I don't know. What do you mean? Just get gas.
Okay, it's American, so I guess it's on the left. All right.
Whoa.
What?
You don't need to throw around race, nationality. It's just the car.
When I say race, I said it was American car. When I say
race. Hey, guys, stop being racist over there, please.
He hurt you. I'm racist. I just said American. It's on the left.
Baby, he heard you. He heard you.
You're what? Digging a hole, sir. You're digging a hole.
Okay,
just
I didn't.
Pump the gas.
Jesus. All right.
Just pump the gas.
Okay. It's on the right side. All right. It's not on the left. It's on the right.
Wow. Oh, so now this is a left and right issue.
Left
and right issue. That makes a lot of sense. You know, when I met your dad, I had an inkling. I was like, this guy feels extreme. And now here's his son being racist, talking about the right.
It wasn't racist.
I don't know if you're doing this or if I'm doing this, but I think I'm hearing your inner thoughts when you stare at me. Are you sending me information?
No, I was just being contemplative. No, I'm sorry. If you can hear my inner thoughts, tell me, what am I thinking right now?
You were telling me that you didn't want to say out loud that you wanted this copy of Jugs.
That's a... Yeah.
And you were too embarrassed to say it. This is crazy. I don't know if it's your superpower or my superpower.
It's not my superpower. I don't have superpowers. I know that for a fact. You see the couple out there, the racist couple arguing out there? What?
Hey, Jim, thanks for making time for me today. Listen, I know you're the sales rep. For the all of the Southwest, and I just want you to know how much we've appreciated your 17 years out there in the great world on our behalf. But as it turns out, we're doing much better online. Well, really, in the last 12 years.
Where is this going, Pete?
We're not going to be selling Jugs in stores anymore.
Well, I've got the service station route.
Exactly.
I know my vendors in the entire Southeast region.
Yep, and Southwest. Yep.
Southeast, Southwest, South Middle.
The South, I think we call it.
I won't go North.
No.
I made that clear early on.
And I've appreciated you, as I said, for the last 17 years. It's just our online business is really where everything's at and has been for maybe 12 years, and we've kind of left you out there out of respect, and the time has come.
Grandson, come near my deathbed. Come talk to your granddaddy before I go meet the Lord and your grandmama in heaven.
Okay.
What is a granddad?
Underneath. I'm sorry, I'm just bringing a little napkin for you.
And no, you stay too.
I'm just a nurse. I'll get out of here. I don't care.
No, nurse. I swear to God, if you try to leave, I'll strangle you from behind.
Please, miss, don't. He does this. Don't
he
leave.
He doesn't
Thank
have
you.
The strength. I know he can't do that. It's fine.
Mentally, okay. I can strangle you.
It's there's something powers? In our family, Jane. He can actually, he's already disrobed you, I promise.
Is this Grace, true?
Underneath this hospital bed is my copy of Jugs. The copy that I bought when I made love to your grandmother so many years ago. I couldn't look at her face, so I put the Jugs magazine on the pillow beside her and made sweet love, which made your father, which made you.
Right, and Grandma was okay with that, by the way, the magazine sitting there on the pillow next to her face?
With all due respect, Pete, there are copies of Jugs that are family heirlooms. They get handed down from generation to generation. You can't do that with a PDF.
I understand. You know, listen, this is the way kids are getting their jollies.
I've got a Jugs from 1985 here.
Oh my God.
A Jugs that I hope one day to pass on to my grandson. And look, it's tactile. You can feel the heft of every page.
Yeah,
speaking of which, these pages are sticking together.
Speaking of which,
All right, dude, do it again. Do it again. All right, I'll close my eyes. All right, ready? All right, and go.
Okay, you are thinking, don't think about my mom like that.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Works. Dude, who cares? It works.
I had to visualize that. It's not just words. It's
What are you going to do with this power, dude?
I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility. I kind of think I should keep it a secret right now.
Can I get 30 on 6, please?
I'm sorry. Buddy, I was here in front of you. Did you not see me?
No, I didn't. It's not a racial thing. I didn't see because I'm not racist.
I didn't say it was racist. I just said I was in front of you. Can I please get 6 on 30, please?
Okay.
Well, that's
6
my
on 30, but
that's my tank. You paying for my gas?
Yes, I'm paying for your gas.
Sweetie, what's taking so long?
Nothing. Oh, no. Are you
causing a scene? I'm not causing a scene. Scene. Do you know where the word scene comes from? Skene, from the Greek word.
Which means?
I'll see you outside.
Order up!
Welcome back to the Spelling Bee. David, your word is skene. Skene.
Skene?
Skene.
Skene.
Good luck, you little bitch. My son's going to kick your ass.
Sir, we encourage yelling from the audience. Please keep that up.
Could you just skene in a sentence?
Yes, skene in a sentence. The word in the spelling bee was skene.
F?
Hey, it looks like
he's saying F.
I heard F.
Please keep yelling.
F? K?
I'm hearing F. He did say F. That's a fact.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for stopping by. Look, I know that you've been let go of your jug delivering duties, but I want to make
Jugs,
you hip.
Plural.
Yeah. I want to make you hip to the future of pornography. All right? Here. Put on these goggles.
Okay. Oh, my God!
See that? Welcome to the future.
Oh, God, it's disturbing.
At first.
Take them off.
No. You get desensitized. Just listen to the lady. Listen to her.
I don't want to get desensitized to this.
Listen to her.
I don't want this droid.
What's happening?
Nurse, may I finish your examination? It appears that you were choked from behind.
Yes. It's come to my attention that some of the people here in the hospice ward are, well, they're telepathic or they have some kind of supernatural power. I don't know if it's something that has to do with some kind of external force.
Okay.
The word force is just coming into my mind. Force.
Sure. That's a wonderful word. Yes. That's the one. Wait, say that again, please.
Do you know where the origin is?
No. What is the origin of that word? I've never literally thought about it until now.
It's actually Sumerian.
Sumerian. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Spelling Bee. David, your word. Now, we're going to give up on skene. We're just going to give up on it.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
No. This is not your fault. I encourage the audience to yell. Perhaps I should not have done that.
Hey, you're a bitch.
Keep it up, sir. Keep it up. No, I'm encouraging it. Your word is Sumerian.
Sumerian?
Sumerian.
Now I have gathered all of you the smartest minds in the world.
Smarter than others, I am.
Look upon my discovery. A man. Come on out here, bud. Come on out here, bud. Now, this man works at a gas station. Otherwise, pretty unimportant, unremarkable.
There's nothing special looking about that guy.
That's right. That's right. I encourage that. Shut out what you see.
Unimpressive. Yeah,
you don't have to. I can read your minds, and it's not cool, honestly.
And that's what I'm getting to.
Whoa.
Now, my subject here can read minds, and he has done great things with this power. Isn't that right? Give us a few examples of how you've made the world a better place with this newfound power.
Well, I don't make people say out loud that they need lube, condoms, jugs. I preserve their privacy in public.
I'm sorry. I heard lubes, condoms, and then the third word I didn't understand. What was that?
Lube, as in lubrication.
You said lubes, condoms.
You say ludes, like quaaludes.
So I think he's referring to jugs.
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 I'm not familiar with
Well, a jugs. Long time ago, before, it became so popular to have it on VR goggles, you could get paper versions of jugs. It showed pornography. And, people would use it to stimulate themselves while they're making love. And,
hold on. I mean, my subject is not a historian. It's not a pornography historian.
Good point, Michael. Good point. Tell us more about jugs.
Right. So, the front of it.
Okay. Once again, I want to reiterate there's no bad ideas. We just need to throw out the name of the magazine as jugs. Apparently, that is a canceled word. Titties also out.
Watermelon.
Here's my idea, okay? We get ice cube trays, yeah? And we cut up pieces of hot dog, yeah? We
drop like what he's saying so far. I like what he's saying.
Looking for a name. Just looking for a name.
Drop them in the tray, fill it with water, whatever you want, right? You put that in a drink, boom, you got a hot dog.
This is a carryover from yesterday's meeting when I was asking for lunch suggestions, and I just need the name of the magazine.
I sure would love
to represent. I could think better.
I'm just saying, I could think better with a hot dog drink in my mouth right now. I really could.
I mean, come on. Really,
we did never. Right, we never ended up having lunch yesterday because we were debating it the entire time.
Kyle, why don't you serve up your frosty treat?
Okay.
Steve, what do you got?
We're going to combine the past with the future.
Bring it.
In this sweet spot, the Venn diagram where these two time periods intersect.
Yes.
Jugs with a Z. We get rid of the S. Oh. We add a Z.
Jugs. Do we got a little on the end, or that's just implied?
Jugs. I don't know. Huh?
Jugs.
Well, what if we took delicious. The pimento out of an olive and used little tiny pieces of hot dog?
Is that still a lunch? That's a lunch thing? There we are.
I like that. Yeah, it's now still lunch. Is that okay?
Nah. I know you expected me to come here to pump gas, but what you didn't know, Mr. Attendant, is I'm about to rob you.
Oh my God, I should have known that. I should have known that. Okay, well,
hi, excuse us. Money. Hi, really quick. Wait. So we heard that
I was in front of you.
1 second. We heard that you can read minds. Now, my boyfriend says he is not racist and he's not an animal. And I think he is. Will you read his mind and tell me once and for all?
I'm so sorry. I can't believe this is happening. I'm not a racist.
Just read his mind.
I'm not a racist. I promise I'm not.
Oh, let me be the judge of that. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you're a little bit racist. You're a little bit racist.
Okay, but I mean, who is
you're not the worst of the worst. Right? You're on the spectrum.
Is there a manager around?
Well, yeah, there is a manager, but you're not going to find that he's much better than I am. Honestly, I'm the better of the bunch of us.
I'm Jim. I'm the local sales rep for the South.
For jugs.
Well, for Sticky Publications, which covers jugs, titties, spank, wank, crank, yank, and other. We're mostly going virtual now. We're going VR. But
y'all do that RC magazine too. I love that.
We do. It's a magazine entirely devoted to RC Cola, the third best cola. And I want to let you know that Jugs is now Jugsa.
Oh, well,
we're keeping these ones behind the.
Your next word, Jugsa.
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 Could you?
He's not going to get this.
Jay?
I heard F.
Jay? You?
He hasn't spelled anything right. Why is he still in this thing?
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Z?
Yeah.
U-H.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Don't try to get a slow clap going.
Well, I mean, I've appraised a lot of publications here in the United States and Europe, right. and I can tell you right now, judging by the condition, the date, and all that, this is a very, very rare magazine. This is the original.
Just throw out a number. Just throw out a number, please.
Look, I got a job to do. Okay.
What Which I is do, to go through this long dissertation?
Look. David, don't let him rush you out there, buddy.
I know.
Take your time with your job.
I know. I'm just gonna, I understand you want to. You're just about the money, sir. Okay, but I'm about the art of this. Okay.
This episode of Antiques Roadshow is rated TVMA.
This episode of Antiques Roadshow also brought to you by hot dog cubes. They're a real little ice cube with hot dog right in the middle. Now in pimento.
Now, if we go to the centerfold right here, you notice.
Yep.
Not sticky.
Nope.
Smooth. Right.
Very dry.
Comes out perfectly, right? Now, this is fantastic. Thank you. So we can estimate a magazine like this, right? Now, again, great condition. You look at the siding, right? Look in the back. Mm-hmm. And even the front photography right here. This is by a photographer. This is by David Danny Duncan.
It's a funny name. You're right.
Welcome to the office of David Danny Duncan. What can I take a picture of for you, sir? What do you need?
I think I'm in the wrong place, to be honest.
No. Come in here. Okay. What do you need? Picture of your balls? What do you want a picture of?
Sorry, I'm supposed to pick up some flowers for my wife.
Everybody's supposed to pick something up, sir, but let me put something down to you, some reality. I'm here to take pictures of body parts. What do you need? What do you want?
What kind of name is Duncan?
Dave Duncan? That's a good question. Could you use that question in a sentence, please?
I thought I just did.
Okay. Then it's French. What do you need? Come on.
Well, my wife's birthday is coming up.
Oh, my God. This is so... Craig, what is this?
It's a picture of my balls. It's an original David Danny Duncan.
This is gorgeous. I've never... Isn't it? Shading, the lighting,
the contours that he found.
It doesn't even look like your balls. It looks like it's like a rock formation off the coast of Amalfi.
Exactly.
I said that all backwards, but you know.
And
sorry to interrupt. Did you two want to hear specials? Oh my goodness. Look at that photo.
What do you think it is?
Landscape?
No.
Garden? Something in the garden?
No.
Edges?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It's an original Duncan.
That's the photographer, right?
Yes, yeah. Triple D.
Oh my God. He usually does like anatomy and whatnot. Oh,
there it is.
Did you just throw up?
Oh my God.
In a little.
Those are pasties.
Could everyone please? I'm sorry. I'm the general manager of the restaurant here, and I just heard you guys. Oh my God. Is that a.
Carl,
is that a Triple D? Is that a David Danny Duncan?
That is a David Danny Duncan, yeah.
It's a gift for me.
I've never done this before, ma'am. I understand it's a gift for you, but I'm willing to give you this restaurant if you will allow me to have that photo
from David Danny Duncan. God, Greg, a gift from you for the whole restaurant? My dream is always to own a Ruby Tuesdays.
I know that's been your dream, honey. But
put her up!
I just think this is it's worth so much more than that. I mean,
look, I'm not going to give you a lot of time to think about this. Only a week and a half. That's it.
Okay.
After that, I hate to pressure you. The offer will be off the table.
All right. I'll be back in 10 days to tell you my answer, sir.
Great.
Triple D.
Of course,
the world is taken by your unique photography, but I'm really taken by the words you use. Now, is it true that you told one customer, a lot of people are trying to pick up, but I'm about to put down?
I'm about to put down the truth, exactly.
Holy shit. That's some wild philosophy, Triple D. Get out of the photography and get into the writing business.
I'm good at one thing in this world. I'm good at one thing. That's seeing something and capturing it and put it on film. If I'm not putting it on film, then I don't want any part.
Your word is
fill them.
This is new. Is it traditional? The Swiss, the person
spell
in
word,
the middle.
You little fuck.
Fill them up.
Okay, say the word one more time.
Fill them.
Oh, I've never heard that word. Can you see it in a sentence?
Yeah.
How is this guy? It's still his turn.
Triple D, the world-renowned photographer, takes pictures of jugs, titties, and watermelons using 35-millimeter film.
Oh, film. Okay, so it's, well, it's F. I L L U M film.
Little buddy, I'm sorry, we just don't have the money anymore to put you in these spelling competitions. I'm sorry, it's just bleeding the family dry.
But I don't want to work in a gas station my whole life. I want to do something special one day.
I thought this was going to be an access for that, but I mean, you're just not good at spelling. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. Ding dong, ding dong. Run and get the door.
Little boy, run in. You're just the guy I wanted to see. Is your father home?
So my father is home. But he wants me to get the door because I'm the middleman between the door and
great.
Him.
Could you get your father to get your mother for me, please? I'd like to speak.
Are you with okay. But you got to tell me if you're a cop.
I'm not a cop. I'm not a police officer. Not in the least bit.
Okay. Dad,
God damn it. If you shoot the ball in the net, then everyone just score a point. God damn it.
Dad, there's a man at the door that wants mom. There's a man at the door that wants mom.
Well, man at the door, did you ask him if he was a cop?
He's not a cop.
Well, did you ask him if he was a postman?
No.
Did you see what his favorite flavor of ice cream was?
I didn't ask any of those things. He seems very confident.
How long were his legs?
about as tall as me, and then his body started after the legs.
About as tall as you, and then his body started. All right, why don't you go get your mom?
Right. That is scene two. That
how did you know that mom was going to stalk in a Jar Jar voice?
He reads minds.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Andy Hero. Once again, I have to say thanks for what you guys do. As my dad recovers from surgery, he's doing fantastic, by the way, I am laughing my butt off, so thanks. Here is the scene. During a surgery, doctors realize they made a huge mistake. Peace out and stay healthy. Andy. Suture. Scalpel. Hot dog cube,
sir, with or without the pimento?
With.
Hot dog cube, WP.
Sponge.
Should I be hearing all of this?
Uh-oh.
Anesthesiologist, the patient's talking to me now. What's happening?
All right. I'll put him all the way under.
Is that an alien?
No, that's Gladys, and she's... the best.
Okay.
But
I can't
for
see,
some reason,
but I can hear.
Yeah. Gladys, a little help, please.
My bad. All right. I'm going to put this little cup over your face. Just count backwards from 10.
It's got an official medical name, the little cup.
Yeah, it's the mouthpiece. Just count back from 10.
From 10?
Listen, you know what?
2-1?
You know what? That's it. I'm wrapping this up. You guys can finish this yourselves without me, okay?
Gladys, you're the best at what you do, not to mention the jugs. Please come back.
Doctor.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm out of here.
No, you can't say jugs. You can't say jugs.
Doctor, I think we've made a horrible mistake here.
What is that, nurse?
We let Gladys know that she didn't know the name of that little mouthpiece that covers the patient, and now she's
gone.
And
now we don't have an anesthesiologist?
Yeah. If you'd like, I could slap the patient until he goes to sleep, doctor.
Great.
Listen, we understand you didn't have a terrific time in the operating room. You're a patient. You deserve to be taken care of.
This hospital promises a terrific time to everyone. I mean, it's right there on your wall.
Yeah. You're going to have a good time. We guarantee it.
Or get your money back.
Or get your money. Now, I'm going to say in the 25 years that I've been here, I have never given a dollar back.
No one's
Sure they've asked, but they haven't. I've had to show them where the good time was hidden.
Okay.
And now I'm going to tell you, your good time is hidden inside of your body.
What?
Mm. Because on the one hand, we made a mistake. On the other hand, you now, sir, are the owner of bionic organs.
Bionic organs.
That's right. Now, there was a mix-up. There was a army situation coming in. I don't need to get into the jargon. You won't understand it anyway.
What do bionic organs do that regular organs don't?
Go find out. You old son of a gun, go out there and find out.
Craig, I'm excited you got new organs and all that, but I just, look, you took a lot of time off from the restaurant to do that surgery, and we might need to sell some of your organs in order to float the business.
Bing bong!
Come inside our restaurant!
I'm looking for Greg.
Yeah, he's right here.
I'm Greg.
Listen, I'm from the government, and it turns out that it seems like you.
Let me see some IT.
Are you serious?
Great, yes, look at me. He's from the government.
What government?
The government. I can't talk about this in public, okay? But you and I both know why the government would be coming and talking to you, Greg.
Why, you are swimming in that suit.
I got a lot of secret gadgets.
Maybe before you go and do your government job today, let me just take you in your suit just a little.
No. I like the extra space so I can hide stuff in it.
Okay, then at least let me give you your ID before you go, baby.
No. Look at this face. This face screams secret government.
Okay.
All right, sir. So that's all your products here at the surplus store. Did you want a bag? Did you bring a bag?
Of course I got a bag. It's in my suit. Here we go.
Oh, you're going to use your suit pockets to carry all the supplies you bought?
No, I've got a small duffel bag in my pant leg. Here, fill it up.
Okay. No, stop the train. His pant leg is caught in the door. Stop! Don't start the train. This guy's pant leg is
caught. All right. That's an elaborate backstory. I'll hear you out.
Thank you, Greg. You've got some important internal bionic organs.
Yes. Yeah, but
do you have any idea what they can do?
Like, I don't really know what my pancreas did before it was bionic.
Oh, my God. Those things were supposed to be mine, Greg.
Really?
Now you've got my bionic organ.
Did you say mind? Like, we were supposed to mind them? Like, in a.
Who are you?
This is my wife.
Thank you very much.
This is your
Who
wife.
Who are you?
You a married man? Greg, you're going to live a dangerous life. You can't have a wife.
Okay, look, I'm not going to bore you with my elaborate backstory, but basically, I traded an original donkey of my balls for this Ruby Tuesdays. We did not expect that running a restaurant would be so difficult, particularly during this pandemic. It's been really tough. So I am willing to trade you my bionic organs if you will run this Ruby Tuesday.
Craig,
you want
my God.
Me to run a Ruby Tuesday
with him? I run it with him.
Yes,
I don't know if I can work
with
her.
My wife.
She seems difficult.
Now look, I'm not going to give you your money back, okay? And I'm certainly not going to do a swapsies. You got the bionic organ. I can't just do swapsies.
Come on,
I'm not having a terrific time yet.
Oh shit, is that true?
It is true. Like how hard it can be. How hard it can be. Okay.
I see you've, Greg, you've been taking your new speech therapy from Dr. Yoda.
Yes, the hospital comped me for it as a way of trying to make up for the bionic organs in my body. Yes.
You do realize that a nurse went down Dr. Yoda's throat not long ago and tried to twist his flipsy doodle around?
Twist his flipsy doodle.
Yeah, because your words sometimes come out incorrect, Greg. How hard it can be. Do you hear that coming out of your mouth?
Look, fluent I am not in the language of Yoda yet. It only happens sometimes. See, that was a regular English sentence.
It's getting worse.
Worse it's getting?
It's getting worse.
Worse it's getting.
Greg, I'm glad you came to me. And I will say, do not seek an outside opinion beyond mine. Okay. And I just say that as a professional.
Okay.
And someone who cares about your well-being. But you're going to need special therapy and possibly surgery. We're going to have to take out your entire vocal cord. And
I only have one cord?
That's part of the problem. We're going to have to put in some more. And I'm not sure we're going to have all the pieces needed to do it, how should I say this, humanely. So we might need to put in some kind
of... Humanely not the surgery goes?
Huh?
Humanely not the surgery goes.
Oh my God, this is worse than I thought. Greg, we're going to have to do the surgery now. All right? So just lay down, all right? Lay down.
Look,
on the floor.
I still manage a Ruby Tuesday. I can't be
not
here all day.
Not so fast. Not so fast, oh, doctor. I run Good Times Hospital down the street.
Mr. Vincent, what are you doing here?
Mr. Vincent.
You can call me Chuck. I'm your goddamn father after all.
Wait a minute.
Not by choice.
That wasn't my choice either.
I hate the blood that runs through my veins.
I hated your mother.
This is okay. A more elaborate backstory than I expect.
You're Chuck Vincent's boy, aren't you? You run the other hospital, is that correct?
Yeah, what's it to you?
It's everything to me. You hate the blood that run through your veins, I'm told.
Yeah, what's it to you?
I'd like to replace your blood with bionic blood.
Bionic blood? You mean little tiny robots?
Yes, little robots that'll march through your atrium and your ventricles.
I thought you had more to say. Yeah, I will 100%.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm thinking about something. My thought's done. Go ahead.
That was really funny. I also think it's funny when squirrels fight each other.
Speaking of that, yesterday, and this is not a joke, I watched two male squirrels try to make love to each other for over an hour. One kept moving. Please move your balls out of the way. I can't find your bottom.
Okay, in order for me to figure out what size jacuzzi you're looking for, how many squirrels do you think are going to be using it at the same time?
How many?
Yeah,
that's a great question. In my backyard right now are about 58 squirrels. I would imagine more will come when they see the jacuzzi go.
Right, but you'd like this jacuzzi to be size enough to accommodate how many, I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh my gosh, you really put me on a spot here.
Well, we're going to build it to spec, sir, however you'd like it.
Very good. Just don't pressure me. A baker's dozen is 13, if I'm not mistaken.
You are not.
God damn it, these goddamn squirrels are going over there having a goddamn orgy again in the goddamn yard. Jesus, this is going to destroy our property value.
Hey, everybody, guess what? Bob the Bionic Doctor, he built us a fuck pool. Let's go fuck in this pool.
Oh, yeah!
How long was I out, Gladys? That surgery just flew by.
You were out for just a little tiny bit. I gave a little extra for a good time. Heard you complained last time.
I had the weirdest dreams during that surgery. Like Yoda was in there, and Ruby Tuesdays, and the Vincent father and son. And there were squirrels fucking in a jacuzzi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be feigning interest in your dreams? Because
that is our show for today.
poor Gladys could not even feign interest. Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Gary Anthony Williams.
Thank you, buddy.
Folks should check out The Crew on Netflix. What else would you like them to know? Anything?
Yeah.
All right.
Get it? Hey, you know what? I want them to hit me up at Gary Anthony Williams on Instagram because I have a lot to say to them individually.
Please do. Check him out now. And James Heaney.
Well, I'd like to just ask. It's been a while since I've given an ask, and here it comes again.
Oh, God.
A review. I mean, I don't think it takes that much time. But it's something that pays forward to us so much. Like a review spreads the word and it builds our community. And I don't know why people don't want to just review more often.
Do you want to tell them what to review, James, or just ask them to
podcast.
Review?
Oh, this podcast. Alchemy This. Specifically, any review you give us is great, but it seems to have more weight on
your
iTunes.
Work in particular, they should mention?
I mean, it doesn't hurt, but you could anything you say, as long as it's an honest review of how much you enjoy it, okay. I think that's a good start.
Thank you for that, James. Chris Alvarado, thank you so damn much, buddy.
Thank you for having me. I'm just checking out Gary Anthony Williams' Instagram here. Just became a follower. I don't know why it's taking me so long.
Yes.
There's some good stuff here.
There's some good stuff here.
I've always been a fan. Now I'm a digital fan. I'm happy to spend the rest of my life looking at your page, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Chris.
Yeah.
Joey Grierman.
Here I am. James is right. Go check out Gary's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a like. Give it a follow.
That was me.
That was Chris.
James nailed it. He nailed it.
Do you guys not see Chris? I mean, he's in the box next to
him. I don't think so.
Only you can see me, Kevin.
Oh, man. What a gift. All right, thanks, Joey. Craig Kukowski, thank you so damn much. What would you like us to know about Filbert?
Well, I've been on Gary Anthony Williams' Instagram many times, still thinking about following, contemplating it seriously, but there is some good stuff there. Also, I'm in a little indie movie called Murder, Barry, Win, and it's available. It's going to be available soon for digital rental and download. And if you're thinking about pre-ordering it, you can get the deck of cards that's featured in the movie. So go to pre-order.murderberrywin.com. You can watch the trailer, see if you're interested in the movie. I can say that I'm the villain.
Oh, in the indie movie.
Well, we're going to make that happen, Chris. In the meantime, pronounce that for me slowly, Craig, please. So people, murder Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
B-U-R-Y. Like you murder someone, then you dig up earth and bury them in the earth.
Bury. What's the last
word? Some would say bury.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Win.
W-I-N.
Oh, so it's like, you murder somebody, you bury them, and then you win.
Like the casino mogul.
Oh, no. Wait, is this like eat, shoots, and leaves? Right? Depending on where you put the comma.
Yeah. There's no comma in it.
Well, can we change the name then? Let's change the name.
We're not changing the name.
Just something memorable, right? Yeah.
Let's also thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The damn fine folks at iHeartMedia. And thank all of you for giving a good gosh darn. We much appreciate and love you very much. Please look out for each other while you're at it. Can't ask for more except for continue to wear a mask for now. Until next time.
Alchemy.